John chapter 1, verse 35. The title of this message is called, Come and See. John chapter 1, verse 35. And the next day after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, Behold the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. And Jesus turned and saw them following, and saith unto them, What seek ye? And they said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? And he saith unto them, Come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. The first point that I want to make is, come and see the home. They said, Master, where dwellest thou? And he said, Come and see. So they went to where he dwelt, and he showed them where he lived, and they spent the afternoon with him. They spent the day with him. But there is a home in eternity that he wants to show us. They said, Master, where dwellest thou? He said, Come and see. So let's go to John chapter 14, where he talks of this home. John chapter 14, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. He tells them of a heavenly home that he wants them to see. He's not going to wait and let it surprise them. He wants them to know that there is a home in heaven that you can have waiting on you whenever you die. He wants to tell them. He wants to tell his disciples of where they're going. He wants them to know where he came from. He came down from heaven and told us how to live. And he died for our sins on a cross. You know, Jesus was a carpenter. He made his living building things. He made his living building shells probably. He probably built tables. He probably built houses, physical houses. But in here, we just read that he's building mansions for us in heaven. He said, come and see where he dwells. He came down from heaven and he wants us to come and see where he lives. So come and see. Come and see. There's an eternal home. And you won't just spend the day there like they spent the day there. You'll spend eternity with him there. Not just an afternoon, not just a couple hours. You will spend eternity in heaven. My next point is getting someone else to come with you when you come and see. Let's go back to John chapter 1. Verse 40. One of the two which heard John speak, and they followed him, was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. And he first findeth his own brother Simon, and said unto him, We have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted, the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus, and when Jesus beheld him, he said, Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is interpretation, a stone. So, very seldom do we ever hear about Andrew. Andrew, he's not a very popular or flashy person in the Bible, but we've heard about Peter, haven't we? At Pentecost, Peter led 3,000 people to the Lord. He preached a powerful sermon on Pentecost and led 3,000 people to the Lord. But Andrew was faithful to lead Peter to the Lord. How many of you have heard of Billy Graham? Everybody in the room has heard of Billy Graham. How many of you have heard of Mordecai Ham? One person? Did you know that Mordecai Ham was the person that led Billy Graham to the Lord? But nobody, not very many people know who Mordecai Ham is. He was an evangelist just like Billy Graham was, but not as many people heard about him. But Billy Graham was led to the Lord at one of his camp meetings. And he was faithful and led another evangelist to the Lord who everybody really knows well. And one man's faithfulness led into a lifetime of fruit. You never know who you are witnessing to. You very well could be witnessing to the next Billy Sunday. You very well could be witnessing to the next Billy Graham. We must be faithful to witness to other people because you never know what the Lord might make out of them. You never know what the Lord might make out of you too. Getting people to come and see as we come and see. Let's look at verse 43. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip and saith unto him, follow me. In other words, come and see. So Jesus goes and gets Philip. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, which is the city of Andrew and Peter. What does Philip do? He's going to go get Nathanael. Philip findeth Nathanael and saith unto him, we have found him of whom Moses and the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. So Jesus gets Philip. Philip's going to go get somebody else. And that's what we ought to be doing. We ought to be faithful. Jesus got us. We ought to be going and getting other people too. We ought to be faithful, telling people, come and see. Come and see what the Lord can do. And Nathanael said unto him, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? What's Philip's response? Philip saith unto him, come and see. So he questions the goodness of Jesus. Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? He questions the goodness. Well, simple answer. Come and see. Nathanael is kind of the doubter at the beginning of Jesus' ministry. Thomas is the doubter at the end of Jesus' ministry. So Philip gives him a simple answer to a simple question. Come and see. You know the goodness of God. To know it, you have to see it for yourself. You have to see it for yourself. You can give every theological answer probably to the book, but you're not going to convince somebody until they experience it for themselves. I know what God has done for me, and I know He can do it for you, but you just have to come and see for yourself. Let's go to Psalms chapter 34. Psalms chapter 34. Verse 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Do it with me. Come and see. And magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord, and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked upon Him and were enlightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him. He is speaking from experience. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamped round about them that fear Him and delivered them. He's speaking from experience. He's saying, I know what God did for me. And He could do the same for you too. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. Sometimes you just got to see it for yourself. Come and see. Come and see. That's what David, that is the message of David. Come and see. Come and see. Come and see the goodness. Fourth point I want to make is come and see the blind man. Let's go to John chapter 9. John chapter 9, verse 1. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a blind man which was blind, or a man that was born that was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, "Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." And when he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. Let's skip on down to verse 24. The Pharisees are questioning this blind man and asking him, "What happened to you?" Then again they called the man that was blind and saith unto him, "Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner." They're talking about Jesus. They're condemning the Lord for doing this wonderful work. And he answered and said, "Whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see." Then they said unto him again, "What did he to thee? How opened he thine eyes?" And he answered them, "I have told you already, ye did not hear. Wherefore would ye hear it again? Will ye also be his disciples?" Some people just don't want to come and see. This blind man came. He walked away seeing, and he's trying to explain to them what happened to them, and they refuse to believe him. He's saying, "Are you going to follow him too, if I can convince you some way?" But you can give all the theological answers in the book, but some people just have to come and see for themselves. And they reviled him and said, "Thou art his disciple, but we are Moses' disciple. We know that God spake unto Moses, for as for this fellow, we know not from whence he is." The man answered and said unto them, "Why herein is a marvelous thing, that ye know not from whence he is, and yet he hath opened mine eyes. Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. Since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? If this man were not of God, he could do nothing." They answered and said unto him, "Thou wast altogether born in sins, and dost thou teach us?" And they cast him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said unto him, "Dost thou believe on the Son of God?" And he answered, "Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him?" And Jesus said unto him, "Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee." And he said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshipped him. He came to the Lord and walked away seeing. He came to the Lord and his eyes were spiritually opened. His spiritual eyes were opened. He once was spiritually blind. Now he spiritually sees. He was born again. He was saved. So he came to the Lord and walked away seeing. Let's talk about another person in Acts chapter 9. Acts chapter 9, verse 1. "And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way," that's Christians, "whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, 'Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?' And he said, 'Who art thou, Lord?' And the Lord said, 'I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks.' And he, trembling and astonished, said, 'Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?' And the Lord said unto him, 'Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do.' And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. So God, the Lord Jesus Christ came to him and struck him blind, and he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the streets which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth, and hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him, that he might receive his sight. And Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that came on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel, for I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul. You know, he was just talking bad about him. And the Lord said, He's a Christian now. And now he addresses him as a brother. Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, hath sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and received sight forthwith, and arose and was baptized. So the Lord struck him blind, converted him, and he received his sight again. But, you know, Saul was a big fish now. He was a big fish to catch. But God even saved him. Let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 1. We are born in spiritual blindness, but whenever we come to Jesus, we come and see. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. This is Saul speaking. This is a faithful saying. This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. And if he'll save the chief, he'll save the little Indians too. Next point is, come and see if you're doubting. Let's go to John chapter 20. John chapter 20, verse 24. John 20, 24. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he saith unto them, Except I shall see his hands and the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. Sounds to me like he needs to just come and see, don't he? And after 8 days, again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side. and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. I mentioned our spiritual eyes earlier. While we may not physically see Him, we are called to live by faith. We are born in this world with our spiritual eyes closed. We are born lost, but the message today is called, Come and See. It's a simple message. Jesus Christ came into this world, bled on a cross, lived a sinless, perfect life, and bled on a cross for our sins, suffered hell on earth at Calvary so that we will not go to a place called hell. And He arose on the third day, defeating sin, death, and hell for whosoever. And I am so glad to be a whosoever, aren't you? And if there is anybody here that is standing in doubt and saying, how could God save a sinner like me? Well, just come and see. Just come and see. It's that simple. Again, we can give all the theological answers in the world, but sometimes you just got to come see it for yourself. Come and see. Come and see the way to heaven. Let's go to John chapter 1 again. Verse 47. John chapter 1, 47. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to Him and saith to him, Behold, an Israelite in whom is no guile. Nathanael saith unto him, Whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. And Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said unto him, Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. And he said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. He is saying that He is the way to heaven. This identifies Him as the ladder that Jacob saw. The ladder that Jacob saw in Genesis 28. Let's go to Genesis 28. This was a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. Genesis 28. Verse 10. He said that you will see the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of God. Genesis 28. And Jacob went out from Bethabara and went toward Haran, and he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took the stones of the place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. Now he saw a ladder in his dream, but that ladder is a picture or a typology of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the way to heaven. And what did it say? And behold, the Lord stood above it. That's God the Father. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Come and see the way to the Father. Come and see the only way to heaven. And that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father, I've given the message that you laid on my heart. I pray that we could be good ground, that we may bear fruit. Lord, if there's anyone here under the sound of my voice that does not know you, I pray that today can be the day of their salvation, that they come and see. Lord, I just pray that this blessing on this message now. In Jesus' name, amen. Every head bowed, all eyes closed. Maybe you're in here today and you've never came and saw. You have never opened your spiritual eyes. The Lord has never opened your spiritual eyes. And today could be that day. Today could be the day of salvation. Maybe you're in here today and you're struggling with something. You may be saved and you know you're saved, but you've seen victory after victory, and now you're faced with a situation that you're even wondering, can God even get me out of this? Well, come and see. Have faith. Come and see. We're about to give an invitation, and you respond as the Lord leads. I'm usually sitting here on the front row pew. If you need to get saved, I would be more than happy to open a Bible to you and show you the gospel. You respond as the Lord leads now.